Hey, clicking on this podcast is a really cool thing to do. I'm proud of you. Way to go, listener. Keep it up. Today's episode is a real humdinger. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Welcome in to episode 13. What up, gang? Our adventurers, one of them just seems to be have locked in a cell, air quotes laboratory with nothing in it. No chair, no table, nothing.
No Erlenmeyer flasks?
No Erlenmeyer flasks.
But nothing. They didn't take anything from me.
They didn't take anything from you.
Fools.
They just threw you in there. And we are going to snap back to our other three characters, Mel, Alistair, and Bash. They have the Taskmaster, Mega, handcuffed, tied up, right?
Tied up.
And gagged, walking her down the hallway. What do you guys do? The floor is yours.
I guess we're going to continue down the hallway till we find somewhere that isn't the hallway.
Yeah.
That would be my vote.
Yeah, is the hallway dark? Can we see down it? Are there like lanterns or torches on the sides of it? Or
nope, there's just faint magical blue glow, like from the room you were in, and then down further in the tunnel. So you can see, you know, low light. It's not pitch black, but it's not light either.
Okay.
All right, as you're walking, you happen upon this same room that Clam was just in. And it's this pretty massive underground chamber. You see, how do you say this again? Durrigar?
Dwerger.
Dwerger. Milling about, the pathway you were on is perched up a little bit above this place. So you hope that no one has seen you as of yet with their leader bound and tied. Again, you see 40 to 50 people milling about. You don't see any slaves. What do you do?
Did you say 40 to 50?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay. They haven't seen us.
No.
And
it's a big space that you're bigger than a football field. And you're perched up above it, looking down on them.
How far above it?
40 to 50 feet, maybe?
So if we threw her over the edge.
She wouldn't take enough falling damage to kill her, probably.
All
right. Okay. She'd take
dwarves are pretty hardy.
Yeah.
I don't know, 50 feet.
I say we kind
That's what, 1d6 per 10 feet? Is that right?
It would kill.
No, it's half the fall minus... Anything over 10 is half the fall distance of hit points.
Oh. So she'd take 25, basically.
Yeah.
Doesn't it depend how she lands? If you land on your head, you're going to die.
Well, if she lands on her head, her neck just got cracked, so she's going to be feeling okay.
Yeah, she's feeling
just
a lot
bounce
better.
Off of it.
Yeah. Her HP probably went up. I got rid of that knot in her back.
You healed her.
Yeah. She's had like a crippling like backache for the like, yeah. And it's been affecting her condition-wise.
Okay. All right, is there a path above that we can continue to follow, or must we go down?
So we're over there. We're in the corner of the map, and there's a kind of a network of what look to be little tunnels that lead around this big room. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
And the path winds down. This floor looks to be their society's central gathering place. Like, this is where they're doing business. This may be where their homes are as well.
So we certainly want to steer clear of that from a conspicuous standpoint.
Yeah, I don't think we want to barge right into their camp.
No, I say we...
Especially with you guys still in rough shape.
Yeah.
We kind of stay on the high ground, maybe do like a nice little flying V around her. And,
there looks to be a... there looks to be a tunnel passage that does not interact with their area. I think we'll stay that way and try to keep it stealthy.
All right, the heroes are off in a secluded tunnel where they have a little bit of a vantage point of the rest of the... the cavern. But get the feeling that, again, they can't be seen from where they are. They've dropped some in elevation, so maybe they're 15, 20 feet above the cavern floor right now.
I'm starting to regret having taken her as a prisoner now. I feel like we should have just murdered her. Are we secluded enough? I feel like I could say something to her without, like, well, shit.
Being overheard.
If we undo her, like,
just do yes or
gag.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, good question. Good idea. Well, you got any ideas then?
No.
We're starting off on good foot.
Yeah.
Well, you should ask her if she's seen anybody else. Any other gnomes?
So
We have no reason to believe that Clam is down here.
Yeah.
As far as we know, he's on the surface.
Fair enough.
So we kind of crouch down, and we look at her. We don't ungag her or anything like that. And we're like, is there another way around that we can go unseen?
She nods. Yes.
Not in the direction that. In the direction we'd have to go.
She points her head straight ahead. It appears to be along the trajectory that you all are already walking.
You might want to sense motive.
We go that way.
Not.
We'll get there. She saw us kill another one of her kind. I think she'll cooperate for now.
And we've tried
and
to kill her.
Three
we've tried to kill
checks.
Her three times.
Well, yeah. Those are warm-ups.
Yeah.
Practice.
She knows we mean business. I haven't tried yet. Let that be known.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to stand more than 30 feet away.
Yeah. She doesn't have a cloaca.
And not roll a fumble.
Here's a question.
Here's an answer.
Can I show her my branch hand to frighten her?
You'd have to slap her with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if we want to frighten her because that could result in unpredictable behavior.
Really?
Well,
I thought it just
frightened
lowered
people
her.
React in various ways.
No, this is like extremely frightened.
To strictly answer the question, yes, you can do that if you want.
It's different than intimidate.
She's
just going to be like shaking.
The character think that would be a good idea? I'm not telling you one way or the other.
Well, that is a good question.
Yeah.
Does frighten make intimidation easier? Having the frightened condition? I feel like it should.
It does make your will save lower, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
How about this? Going back to what you said, when she nods in the direction we go to,
okay.
Bash just kind of like flexes his arm and these branches come out.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Kind of like saying, you better be telling us the right way.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay.
So it's like a mild intimidation.
All right, I'm going to have her roll a will just because she sees it. What is your...
Intimidation
or fortitude DC?
My intimidation is +2, so it's 12.
Right? Oh, okay.
My fortitude.
Fortitude's at the top by your
would
AC.
Would be 18.
Okay.
She sees your branch hand, and she like smirks at you.
Okay. All right.
She's uncrackable. I've never seen a woman like this.
She's rolled really good. She's rolled all in the teens.
Hey, Alistair leans down. He's kind of impressed by her, and he says, "What are you doing after this?"
Her eyes get really big. Now she's frightened.
So we're kind of like in a little bit of a secluded area still.
Yeah.
I kind of slow my pace, start walking next to Alistair and look over at him. I'm like, what's our end game down here? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well, I heard Tipsy screaming, so I'm here. I'm here to find him.
You hear Tipsy scream again. Mel, roll a will save. Good point.
That is a 26.
Oh, cool. You're...
Wow.
I gave it to the right guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's rolled nothing. I couldn't roll over a 12 when I had it.
Clam would be so stupefied by now, he wouldn't be able to see straight.
Yeah, he'd be dumping out his alchemical solutions just to puke in the jars. All right, so we'd like to walk further this way, yeah.
You're not as quiet as you think, though. You can all hear a little faint screaming.
Oh, because the compass. Oh, fuck.
As you're walking down this hallway, you see some doors off to the right side.
Do they have windows?
Some do, some don't.
Have they invented glass in Galarian?
No, it's probably just air windows with like bars in them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I assume you meant. Okay. Just bars across.
Yeah, double pane glass. Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
What's the U factor in those windows? Yeah,
argon filled?
Yeah. Are they UV protected or not?
All right, so we're kind of.
Are we
peaking...
talking solar heat gain or no?
Right. So we're peeking through these windows as we go. Are we walking past these doors or we just notice the doors?
Well, I guess that's a question. Do we want to investigate each door we come up
with? Well, is the map moving? Did you say it's like off more?
That's a good question. I would like to see it in the map. If possible.
Let's pretend it's maybe not possible.
Okay.
We're going to have to use our mind's eye.
I didn't
like
know
the
if
listener.
We were going farther
well, he, no,
that
he
way.
Moved it. He moved
theater
it.
Theater of the mind. The doors are... Let's see, where am I? The doors are in here.
Okay.
Off
okay.
to that section that you guys are
well,
at.
Well, yeah, let's take a peek in there. Can we see in them as we go by them? With the bar windows?
Door. Yes.
Let By the me. Way, was I able to scoop up gold in the last room?
No, you forgot to.
No, you forgot. Buddy.
Fuck.
There was so much gold
mental
in that
note,
room.
Mental note. Going back. Alistair would like to part from the party at the moment. Ooh. Whoa. We see a room with lots of bunks.
Looks like. One of these rooms you pass.
Look at that fire. There's a fire in the fireplace.
It
moves.
Oh, wow.
Oh man, this is a
you
huge
pass
upgrade.
By this entrance. You see what looks to be a cleric's desk.
Oh,
Mel, do you know what that is?
Oh, not a no, sorry, clerk's desk, not a cleric's desk. My bad.
Okay, so we see it. I guess do we go in?
Do we check in?
I mean, how completionist are we feeling?
I don't know what we're doing down here. I know you're looking for tipsy.
I don't think our characters do either. I think we're just kind of stumbling through this place.
Yeah.
My feeling is that, do we see anybody in there?
You hear footsteps.
I think we book it to the next room. Look in that window door.
All right. Another... Very similar room.
Oh, so it looks the same?
Yeah.
Do we hear anything there?
No.
See anything? Hear anything?
Are we...
But
so
Clam,
we're in this area right here?
Oh, Clam.
You hear... You guys are at the entrance.
Yeah,
over
we're
there.
Over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You hear Tipsy's faint scream.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is my door wood?
No.
What is it made out of?
It's like a stone.
Is it how
it's a stone
tight
on
is
hinges.
The seal?
Not tight. There's like a bar barricade.
Uh-huh.
You know when you put like a 2x4 uh-huh. on a... It's kind of like
outside.
That.
On the outside.
Yeah.
And there's no window.
There is a little barred window.
A little barred window.
Yeah.
Can I reach it? Because I'm 3 feet tall.
With a jump, you might be able to grab it. And pull yourself into it.
Well, can I play right now?
Yeah.
What I'd like to
You hear Tipsy screaming.
Okay. What I'd like to do is I'd like to I mean in his head he's going to be like cuz I would have heard this before, right? From the compass cuz Tipsy went into it and I was still around.
You heard it in the
and
forest,
Mel was carrying
yeah.
it. Yeah. So
and you hear Tamalee scream like you can recognize a few screams.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm probably used to the compass kind of noises by now.
Yeah.
But that also tells you the compass is close.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what
you
I mean.
Spent a week with it on the ship. You
right.
Would, yeah.
I guess first I'm just going to yell out, help, help, hey, help, help.
Do we hear this?
You hear that, and then you also hear a guard, shut up! Flat top back here!
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to... I want to... Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take 3 alchemist fires. I want to put one on the ledge of the window thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I want to put 2 on the floor beside the door right where it would open. Okay. And then I'm moving back to the corner of the room with my blowgun out with a dart aimed. First, I'm going to shoot I want to shoot the window one as like a signal fire to my friends.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot it. Are you just going to let me shoot it?
No, I'm going to make
you
roll.
You roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here.
What are the odds that he actually hits this? I want to say it's 1 out of 3.
I actually have a pretty good bonus on this.
I don't even care what your bonus is. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, that's not good. I didn't hit it. But I have a lot of blowgun darts. Can I just fire again?
You can.
That would have been an 11. Let me.
You hear a Vata from the hallway, and steps starting to go quicker. You guys can hear this as well.
It's a 13.
I'm gonna
keep firing.
We're in the hallway though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I got a 19.
Oh, look at that! 1 out of 3. I called it.
So that we hear one guard. We hear Clam.
Did I hit it that time?
So is there like a little area we can hide to see if we can see these guards passing by us?
Not really. You're just in a hallway.
Okay.
So I hit it, and it just...
Can you set Clam out there, too?
That window.
Sorry.
Yeah, you guys all hear this explosion.
Okay. Okay, so there he is.
He's there.
Everybody in this room would hear that.
Where are we?
We're outside the door there.
Yeah, you're just in.
Describe this for the listener. We're outside. There's a room with a desk, some chairs, a fireplace, and then around a little corner hallway, there's a group of beds with doors on them that could be slaves' quarters, could be bunks for the people that live here. Who knows? But Clam is in one of those, so we don't have direct line of sight to him.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
But we heard the explosion
and
Clam.
And we can see the fire.
I don't think
we
heard Clam
no?
yet.
No,
start to see smoke after a while.
You guys could hear Clam yelling, right?
Yeah.
You yelled.
Oh yeah, I'm still yelling.
And you heard the guard yell as well.
Okay.
Help me.
Okay. So then I would go in the door.
Yeah,
Alistair would go.
You guys hear the explosion and recognize it is not a quiet explosion that may have alerted
others.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mel, still holding the Taskmaster in front, rushes towards the explosion.
You use her as a battering ram for that.
Just
first
kind of like a shield right now.
What does your Alchemist Fire do for damage?
I kind of forgot. Hang on one second.
Okay, you look that up. Mel, what are you doing?
Okay.
I'm going into the room, going towards the sounds as fast as I can, and I'm holding the Taskmaster in front of me. As like a human shield, basically.
All right, we're going to roll for initiative.
Can I?
Yeah, go, Alistair.
Alistair wants to say something to Bash before we get into initiative.
Go for it.
Because I'm going to go with Mel, but I want him to keep watch on the door, so I'm going to... Bash! Or do I know your name, actually? I don't know that we've been formally introduced. Ranger, watch the door.
Okay. I don't think you do know his name. That's a good
I don't
point.
Think I do.
No. And who would?
Okay, I
do know he's a ranger. I've seen him at work. Trying to blend in and shooting arrows. That's kind of ranger, right?
Yeah, less sexual maybe.
Do I
more
only
sexual.
Listen, so if I use my feather token, it's gone, or does it come back to me?
One time.
It's gone. It's one time use.
One time use. Okay. I nod.
Okay, so do you stay 35 feet away from the door with your kind of
35 feet
it.
Away from the... Can I stay where I am if you guys are going in that room?
No, I think everybody should come in the room and we'll close the door behind us.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you'll basically shoot anything that comes through the door. Does that make sense? That's what Alistair
intended.
Yeah,
so I need to be by the fireplace maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
The damage of Alchemist Fire is 2d8.
2d8. Okay, I'm going to have... There's no persistent?
2 persistent and 2 splash.
Okay.
Oh!
Those are massive hexes. Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, we should be like that.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Sorry, guys. 2d8, huh?
Yep.
Oh, that guy takes 14 damage.
From the bomb out the window?
Yeah.
He was standing right there?
He was running up to the window to quiet you down. He didn't realize what you're doing. He was incredible. Right on the other side of it.
How much damage did he take?
14.
Oh.
Out the window blast.
He's basically dead. Probably
not. Probably he's a dwarf.
Yeah, he's probably a dwarf. Massive constitution.
He's probably a skeleton. Actually, he'd probably keep burning.
All right, everybody roll for initiative. Now.
Am I allowed to roll stealth?
Did you take the splash damage too?
Yes, you are allowed to take stealth.
I would say they don't know you're around.
Oh, that kills him. The guard is dead at the door.
Do I hear him like gurgling?
No more initiative.
What's the kill shot? What happens?
Yeah, he smells.
So, I mean, he runs up and it's a small window. So it's just like, it's kind of like when you rip the door off of an airplane in the movies and it just whooshes out and it just blasts his face and his skin just melts off and he just goes. there's just dripping alchemist fire all over the floor.
Oh, awesome. Incredible. Okay, so we round the corner, see a horrific sight, yeah. And Clam is just gleaming at us through the bars on his cell.
No, I'm still back in the corner with my blowgun dart, because I don't really know.
That's probably the only way you could see him.
Okay,
though,
so Alistair's got tactical training.
But I'm still screaming.
Alistair's got tactical training as a guard, so he's still going to, like, poke, like, keep close to the wall, poke his head around a corner.
Help me! Help!
Oi, is that you?
Hey, who's that?
It's Alistair. Pipe
down. I was
hoping
for somebody else. Mel, you there?
Yeah, we're all here.
Oh, thank God.
Alistair locks the door extra.
actually, I forgot. I have a little more respect now because you went and fought with us. Okay,
wouldn't
yeah.
know it.
We're like, what are you doing down here? Quick, I don't think we
How'd
have much
How'd you
get
down here?
Well, long story, there was a tunnel next to the river where Clam was. I mean, where Lunk was. And I took it down and it brought me down here and I thought I was going to teach somebody alchemy, but they locked me in this room. I don't know.
Well, it looks like you taught this one a little bit about alchemy.
And he points to the dead body.
Some people are hard learners.
Some are better students than others.
Yeah.
Look, that explosion was pretty loud. I don't think we have much time.
Well, let's get out of here. Raise that bar for me.
Is it locked? Or is it just barred?
It's locked.
So I gotta do a thievery check?
Oh, it's not just a bar on the outside? It's actually like...
It's just a bar on the outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just lift it up.
We lift it, let him out.
Hey!
Somewhat reluctantly.
I look at each of you in turn because I like want to give somebody a hug, but I look at Bash and I'm like, oh, and then I look at Alistair and I'm like, we're not really friends yet. And then I look at Mel and I'm like, I don't know.
You just hug his leg.
it's just not really happening. I'm like, where's Dipsy? Dipsy.
You should just tap Mel on the leg or something. Like, okay.
I awkwardly tap him on the shoulder.
Yeah, pat his head.
Yeah, it's one of those like friends that haven't actually expressed intimacy before, but still feel a bond.
You kind of tussle
kind of
his
an
hair.
Awkward thing.
Yeah. While I was in the room.
Hey, little guy.
While I was in the room, I made my, alchemy potions or whatever for the day. I give Mel another Drakehart.
Oh, nice.
I walk over to Clam.
What is that?
I drink it right down.
I walk over to Clam and I lick my thumbs and rub them on his goggles to make sure they're
his
like
new goggles.
Off.
And I point to the little caw-caw droppings on my shoulder and I'm like real pissed about it.
Yeah, and I brush it. I just brush them off.
He's got a couple mild scratches on his cheek
and then,
or something.
To answer Alistar's question, I'm like, well, these give you a kind of a... Have you ever seen a dragon?
Only in portrayals, artistic portrayals, never in person.
Well, they have a very tough scales, and it's hard to believe, but I met someone in the first world in a dream, and they showed me the formula for this potion, and it, for a while... About 10 minutes, good during a battle, gives you a scaly skin, and it makes it hard to puncture that skin.
You think that helped me?
We could try it. He pulls out another one and gives it to you.
Yes.
Would I find that in gear, or would I have to add that as a custom buff?
No, it's in gear.
Okay.
It's in gear.
I'll find it.
As you're doing that, you hear a noise at the entrance of the room. Snap your heads around.
Does Bash have advantage?
He's been preparing and watching the door.
Oh, yeah. So Bash is the only one that sees this. Sees two warriors running at you. One looks to be an alchemist, another a scout.
Do you want
everybody,
me, give me their minis and I'll put, them on the, I'll put them on the mat.
They're out by the door, and then Bash should be out by the door as well.
Yeah, he's already.
Okay, yep. Everybody roll for initiative.
Including me, because I'm with them now.
Including Clam.
All
right. 14. I have the Taskmaster rolled as well.
14.
What does advantage mean for me?
I was going to...
Give yourself another +2 on whatever you roll on top of it. Or you know what? I'll let you roll twice, take the higher.
Yeah,
because you were standing
that's,
watch.
That's much better.
I was going to ask if we should throw the taskmaster in one of the master in one of the cells.
That's what I was hoping advantage meant.
That's not a bad idea. Can we do that real quick before if we hear a noise? Because technically, we'd still be around the corner. They wouldn't have seen Mel yet, maybe, because he lifted the bar.
Yeah. I'm going to give her one turn in initiative order to try and break free.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we saying our initiatives?
Yeah.
I got a 22.
14.
Let me know when you're ready. I'll hold until then. You said it's called Drakeheart Mutagen?
Drakeheart Mutagen.
Okay.
Alistair.
19.
I'm drinking one of those, by the way.
And then Bash?
27.
27. Killer. All right, Bash, you are up. What do you do?
I am going to hunt the... So you said it's an alchemist and a what?
A scout.
They look
to have a bow in their hand.
Yeah, I'm going to hunt the scout. Hunt prey.
Moderate.
Hunt prey on the scout.
Got it.
Is an action. And then I am going to... If I is focusing on my Bap talisman, is that a action or I can just do that?
It's an action.
It is an action. Okay.
Yeah, it's best to use if you use that on the top of your round.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm going to... So I'm hunting the scout and I'm going to shoot a arrow at the scout. Nat 20, baby.
Roll your damage.
At 20, roll damage.
Okay.
Insane.
I feel like we start every battle with him critting and eliminating somebody.
And then we're like, oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, eights. I've got an eight.
No.
Three and five. So that's 8 plus a d10. Oops. Which is a 5, so that's 13, plus my hunted bonus, which is another d8. So
it's
I'm at 13,
insane.
15. That's about as bad as I could roll.
That
was a crit, right? So the original damage is doubled. That is a kill shot. What happens?
Wait, who did you shoot?
The scout.
The scout.
Which is which one?
With a crossbow.
The one with the bow. Oh. The one that looks like more of an archer.
You shot that guy.
Okay. Yeah, so these guys just burst through the door. And they see this weird-looking chameleon gnome in the corner. They don't even notice he's got the bow. And before he recognizes it, the scout just looks down and finds an arrow just sticking through him, through his heart. He just topples over.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay, so that's two actions. And then I'm going to command animal, caw-caw! And caw-caw is going to attack the other one. So, let's see here. I didn't write down Kaka's stuff. Kaka rolls a 16 plus 8. Kaka rolls a 24. So that's a D6 plus 2 pierce. I'm assuming that's a hit. Is 24 a hit? I can't roll much better on Caw-Caw.
Yes, 24 is a hit.
D6 plus 2, so 5 damage, Caw-Caw.
On?
Piercing on the alchemist.
Got it. 5?
5.
Cool. All right. The Taskmaster is going to go. And
how good did you tire?
Is going to attempt an unarmed attack.
She doesn't have to escape?
She's going to attempt to escape.
Oh,
that's
okay.
An unarmed attack modifier. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Against Mel's athletics DC.
Oh, shit.
What you got, Mel?
So that's okay, 17.
Oh, she does not succeed.
Oh! Kudos.
She's squirming and
oh,
Mel's
you
like,
gotta, you gotta sass her back like yeah. She sassed you for trying to get away. Yeah.
Mel's
break
got her
neck.
A, Mel's
break
got her neck. He's got her in a half Nelson.
Yeah.
He got the practice round in. Now break it.
Not this time, little girl.
Little girl.
It's,
her neck's the size of your thigh.
Yeah.
You're calling her little girl.
Is her mouth still tied?
Yeah.
And her hands are restrained?
Yep. Yeah, we didn't untie her or ungag her even when she was giving us directions.
Yeah. All right. She's going to try again to break free. That is a failure as well. And yeah, that will be her turn. All right. Clam, you are up.
I can talk for free, right?
Yeah, we're going to let free talk.
There's something I forgot to do that would make sense in character. With all my companions here, I wanted to be like, have any of you guys seen Lunk? Did you see any trace of Lunk? The little boy?
No, we didn't even know you were down here.
Who's Lunk?
I think you know Lunk.
I know, he's doing this on purpose.
Do you have eyesight to the Dwagar alchemist?
Well, yeah, he just came in the door, so yeah. I could see him.
You have a feeling that might be the guy that took Lunk.
But Lunk's not there.
No, Lunk's not there.
Okay. All right.
We're going to take another hostage, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to awesome. Trade one for the other. We're going to just trade one for the other. Actually, this might be another coercion. I can redeem myself on coercion.
Maybe yeah. Try to say the dark.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm kind of downcast from that. But then I notice that guy, and I kind of just want to point out to my companions, I think he's the one that took Lunk. And I'm just going to start chucking bombs at him.
Really?
How far away? I'm pretty far away, though, aren't I? Do I need to move first? I do.
Yeah, you're 35 feet.
Okay, move me as far as we can towards him.
Okay, I got it.
You don't want to grab him. He took
so Clam is moving toward the entrance of
this
dungeon.
You don't want info
here.
From him. You're trying to kill him.
Well, there's dying, 4 levels of dying. I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to get him unconscious.
You can move how many feet, Jor?
With Pathfinder, there's 4 levels of dying, so we can kill him and then bring him back.
Okay.
Just like we've done before.
Well, so at GM discretion, but yes. How many feet can you move? 25?
Oh. I don't want to move right up next to him.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So close.
Yeah. Leave me like 20 feet away.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah,
got
thank
it.
You. Okay. I want to throw...
Move me as close, but not too close.
Right, sorry. I want to throw
getting
a...
Getting mixed signals here.
I want to throw a blight bomb at him.
Ooh.
Ooh, what does blighting do?
Disease.
I can tell you it doesn't do anything to undead wolves.
Evan, you drinking out of that little fireball thing makes me remember the guy I worked with at the dairy farm.
Can I attack?
Had little
yes,
pints
you may
piled
attack.
Up behind the seat of his truck because he would just drink them while he's driving.
That's safe.
That's not great. That's a 14.
Farmers are a wild breed.
That guy would have had a problem.
All right. So I missed with that. Here. So I'm just going to raise my shield.
All right.
Does he still take splash damage on those misses?
Yes.
He should, yeah.
Okay. He takes 2 poison damage then.
Especially here, because like it's not like it would have rolled away.
Yeah,
right. It would hit the wall.
All right, Alistair?
Alistair is... He's feeling a little bit discombobulated. Didn't expect to see Clam down here, obviously. And now, seeing that Clam's primary focus is this kid that he had honestly forgotten about. Well, he half-joking forgot about. He's going to look at Clam haggardly because he's old. He's no spring chicken, and he's also taken some damage. And he's going to say to Clam, "How important is this kid to you?"
Oh, are we having this conversation before I went and attacked?
No.
No, right now.
He just wants to
know. Yeah, on Alistair's turn.
It's very important. Help me out.
God damn it. All right. He walks up to the alchemist, and he attacks twice. First attack is a 20 adjusted.
That's a hit.
Okay. Sorry, I was off the weapons page because I was getting that Drakeheart mutagen. Okay, that is a 8 damage. Oh, wait, I went before him, didn't I? So he's off guard to me with my surprise attack rules.
Yeah, you did.
Aha. So then that's 13 damage, actually.
Instead of 8?
Yes.
That kills him.
Okay.
Oh, man, these guys have low health.
Thank goodness.
So now,
so do we.
Should I apply first aid to stabilize him? I'm asking.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So then I guess I'll do
first. Hey, Alistair, if you wouldn't mind, wrap that wound up. I want to talk to this little bastard.
We're out of initiative, right?
No, the Taskmaster is still.
Oh, but Mel's holding her.
Active, yeah.
Okay.
So what? Mel just puts her to sleep. Time to sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
Mel, you're up.
Feel the pain. Make her feel the pain,
yeah,
Mel.
Put her in a sleeper hold.
Don't kill her with the phantom pain. Just make her feel it. Let her know your power.
I think that's actually a great idea.
Give her a reason to fear you.
Yeah.
That's true. About the only thing you can do is cast a spell because you're holding her with one arm. So your double-armed weapon is useless.
Yeah.
Can phantom pain be locally targeted? Can you just like do it on like her...
Do it on her vagina.
Hold on. Can I... Hold on.
I didn't expect that.
I did have one more action left real quick before he takes his turn. Can I do battle medicine? I don't want to bring him back, though, yet. He's not going to die. It's all right. Never mind. I'll just forfeit that.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
Actually, Mel, what you got? Can I do battle medicine on myself? Or am I immune to it now? Because I did it during the skeleton fight.
Yes, battle... Correct.
I'm immune to it for a day?
Battle medicine is the same as... treat wounds, the other thing that we do.
I think I'm immune to it for a day, though, actually.
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah,
think that's right.
I am.
It's still the same
day.
You
can only do it once a day.
Shit. Okay, I forfeit my last action, then. Wait for Mel to decide how he's going to torture the Taskmaster.
Wait, did we stabilize the guy?
No, I can't.
You can't.
Because administer first aid's a double action. I only have one left.
Oh, because he moved and attacked you.
Right.
All right, I'm going to cast Harm.
All right.
And then you do a fortitude save.
All right, 27.
And that is a success. So 2d8, an 8, and a 5.
All right, 7 damage. And we're back to the top, which is Bash.
Jeez, what?
See, the Alchemist is down, right?
Alchemist is, well, they're both down, yeah. Both those people are down. So now it's just...
Now we're just beating up on
a Taskmaster.
Kill the Meg! Kill her!
Yeah. We want to throw her down and just start stomping her. That's what we want to do. Right?
Yeah. We're going to American History X this bitch.
Yeah.
You could just lock her in the room I was in.
That's what I was trying to do.
Too much potential to make noise and draw attention.
All right.
True.
I mean,
we
got to
murder her. We got to murder her.
We could tie her up and set her on fire in there.
Jeez. You went from just leaving her in the cell to
there's an active fireplace in this room. Let's just chuck her in that.
Yeah.
Things really escalated quickly.
Right. I don't like these dark doors.
What if I just grab her and walk her over to the fireplace so she starts heating
stuff
up?
Stuff her face in it.
Maybe that'll
That's a quick way to go, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably roll something that I can't. Let's see. What can I do here?
Does the fireplace have pokers in it?
Yeah. I love that. Okay, I'm going to grab a hot poker from the fireplace and just walk over to her.
So that's probably, what, two actions at least?
Yeah, two actions. Grabbing
and
walking.
Stab her?
Brand.
Or are you going to threaten
her? Yeah, I'm going to hold it against her skin.
Or are you going to intimidate her with it?
Yeah. Well, what are we trying to accomplish here? Bash doesn't want to kill her. I feel like we can still use her.
I feel like, given your proclivities with Bash, your first instinct would be to initially to just intimidate her to give.
That's
to
what
give,
I'm saying.
To give up her struggle.
But
correct.
Sometimes the
that's
best.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Sometimes the best intimidation is first you torture her and then be like, "You want more?
Right. No,
want
I
more?
Feel both.
I think
that's
you
why.
Brand her and then go back to the fire and come back and be like, "Now I have some questions."
I think Jordan's been to the intimidation school of Dr. Mangala.
Yeah, right.
That's not clam talking. That's Jordan.
Yeah, way too well.
Yeah, no, your mind was where my mind was, though. Yes, yeah. I would like to touch her skin with that hot poker.
Absolutely.
Just to see, well, she's got some sort of mail on, so I'm going for the face.
Is this on the vagina?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not her face.
Fucking
I
A.
said face.
Okay,
no, I'm assuming he harmed her vagina.
We went from criminal intent to SVU pretty quick there.
So fast.
No, but she should know that's where it's going if she doesn't
close,
shape
all
up.
We need is
Let's
ice
close
cube
up
now.
That baby maker.
This guy knows brand in their vagina.
No, all right.
Yeah, Ice Cube going, those sick fucks.
It's iced tea.
That's what I meant. Yes, iced tea. Ice tea. I should have known that. It's business.
I don't know. What? So, yeah, I want to touch her with this thing. Is that intimidate?
I think that's an attack.
I mean, it could do damage. Or
do attack.
I would say that's a full-on attack if you're actually physically touching.
I think it'd be a small amount of harm, though. It's not going to increase your
chance
of death.
Well, it'd be the unarmed, probably 1d4, probably. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. Yeah, 1d4. But then intimidate with it.
That's a nat 20.
It's so ridiculous.
This guy crits every other roll.
Right. Double your 1d4.
That thing spun, too.
I think I've rolled a 20 once the entire time we've been playing.
I'm pissed if I don't roll a 20 or 1.
If he rolls an 18.
That's a 4.
8 damage from the brand.
8 damage from the brand.
You accidentally sink it into her cheek. And it's like in her mouth.
It just burns.
Yeah, her tongue is gone.
I touched her eyeball.
Yeah. So she is screaming.
Well, hold on. It's a muffled scream, though.
You have her attention. Do you want to say something to her?
I don't say anything.
Yeah, I was gonna
no,
say,
he goes back and puts
guy.
It in the fire and walks back again.
Yeah. I pull it out of her eyeball, which is slightly melted, and I just stick it back in the fire, like heating it up for round two.
Yeah.
I'm
and
just
that's all
say,
my actions.
From a character standpoint, Mel is triggered by this. He takes a couple steps back.
Oh, you like let her go, or you're still holding her?
I'm still holding her, but this has disturbed him.
Oh boy,
oh,
she is gonna try and escape again.
Oh shit!
How's it her turn again?
She escapes.
Fuck!
She rips through those ropes, grabs the mask off of her mouth. Blew out the mics.
I mean, that's fine. I was mostly face palming due to the clusterfuck we've gotten ourselves into.
You idiots! And she, now that her hands are free, is going to cast harm back at you.
She's a cleric.
At who?
Mel, probably.
Me? She's got to be more pissed at me.
He tied her up and held her. Tried to break her neck,
Mel.
Too.
Let's see here. What level is she? When did you get the 2d8s, Jeff?
I'm spell rank 2. So, yeah, I think it...
At level 3? Okay, she's not at level 3, so it'll just be 1d8. So do a basic fortitude save.
That is a 17.
17 is a pass.
So half damage?
Yeah. One. You take one damage.
Now you laugh at her again. Sass her back.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to her, Mel.
I have seen death. You do not scare me.
That's right. Do you brandish your seeping wound at her and be like, you can't hurt me. I already hurt myself.
Clan Berinsky, it's your turn.
So I noticed the scuffle going on behind me.
There's no facing.
You're trying to make me hate it.
I did that to trigger you.
You're trying. So I turn around and I chuck a bomb. I'm going to chuck an alchemist fire
into
this.
The crowd.
Not a fumble, but I rolled a two. So I assume I miss. That would be an 11.
Still yeah, that does splash damage on you and Mel.
So Mel takes...
Or on her and Mel.
Her and Mel. And that's for two splash damage each.
Two each.
Oh, shoot.
Kill our cleric.
Yeah. All right, who's up?
Our cleric's down to 5 HP.
Two damage.
I don't take... Oh, two. Okay.
So you got two more actions?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know you have, like, four.
He's got six, or five now.
Four.
Oh, four.
It is four. I'm keeping track.
You lost one. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What do I want to do? I think I want to... I'm going to walk over to Mel and hand him an elixir of life.
Hmm.
I'm just going to put it in his hand so he's holding it.
Alistair's like, what the fuck was that? Everything you hand
That's
Mel, he wants
actions,
to know what
right?
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I don't have to roll anything.
Can I get
so
one
I gave
of those?
You an elixir of life.
Okay.
Or can I actually... Is it possible to... instead of handing somebody someone as an action, can you, like, pour it on their mouth? Am
yep.
I allowed to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to... Save him an action.
I can
yeah.
see that
as
he's
long
really
as
he, hurt.
Yeah, as long as he's willing.
I'm going to go up and pour an elixir of life down Mel's throat.
All right.
How much healing is
are
that?
Are you willing?
Do I have to do, like, an athletics?
What are you
going to
say?
Jump?
No, I want you to role play it.
Yeah, role play it. Both of you, role play it. I won't make you do any checks if you guys role play it good.
Hey!
Open up!
So I can see that Mel's really hurting, and I look over, and he's the closest thing I have to a friend since Tipsy's not here. And
hurtful. Alistair's right here.
Yeah, we're not even close at all. And I run
I know
over.
It's true, but it still hurts.
Mel, hey, you big oaf, bend down for a second. I got something for you.
And I jump up in the air, and I'm trying to, like, reach his lips, and I keep jumping. And I'm like, Mel, tip your chin for me. I got something for you.
Clem, everything you have put in my mouth has only brought me.
Bash raises one.
Let him
Bash.
Finish. Let him finish.
Bash raises one eyebrow.
Everything you
breath.
Have put. Everything you have put in my mouth has only done me good.
I was hoping you were gonna say pleasure.
Bash gives him the people's eyebrow.
That was worth it.
That was worth it.
Yeah.
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 Everything you put in my mouth, .. Fill in the blank.
So I shove it into your mouth, and then I drop back down.
Hold on, what's
I had a,
it here?
It's elixir of life.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, shove an elixir of
life.
I
like to be specific. I like to be specific.
Yeah,
that's all.
Never
to be fair, my bottle's shaped like a dildo.
He uncorks it. It circumcises the penis.
You have to squeeze the balls to get
it. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a squirt gun.
Oh, my.
Should we just keep going on
this?
I tickle the bottom of the...
Yeah.
Tickles the bottom.
It's got a prostate. He can milk.
Okay. Anyways,
next week on the Rogue Mage podcast.
By the way, we didn't discuss this when we started this podcast, but all gnomes are sex perverts.
No.
Tipsy was
that's,
one.
That's been made clear.
Tipsy was one. Clearly, Bash has been a bestial sex pervert.
I think.
No,
here's
no, he has not.
I think.
I think it comes from the first world.
Yes.
The fairies over there are all, deviants.
He means literal fairies.
Yeah, not derogatory fairies. Not derogatory fairies.
Yeah, the fae. The fae, I knew.
Specific. What I mean here. Okay.
He means literal mythical fairies.
With wings. Wings. Yes. Wings.
The literal mythical ones.
Okay, so you've got it in your mouth. Roll a 1d6. Sweet. Make sure you squeeze the balls hard.
Oh, it's not even that late, guys, and we're killing it.
I got a 5.
Hey!
That's
five
nice.
Squirts.
So is that 5 points of healing?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. We made it back to the game.
It bursts into my mouth, and I can just, I feel better instantly.
Yeah, it's like salty and refreshing.
Do you gag a little bit? Like,
this is just.
Oh, no. I'm used to it.
I'm used to it.
I think we've lost the GM.
Bash raises both eyebrows.
I can handle
now.
The 5 load.
Yeah, he's taking ropes. He's taking ropes.
I really don't know how to pick up from here. We'll see you next month. Like, I feel like I already made that joke.
No longer a child-friendly show.
And that is the last episode of the Rogue Game.
Yeah. Well, congrats. We earned the explicit rating.
Yeah, we have the explicit tag.
Lucky
for a
number 13, yes. I told you.
I tag it every time I post an episode.
Absolutely.
Because of me, and now I can post it because of everybody. Except for Adam.
Family play. Yeah. All right, Alistair, believe it or not, it's your turn.
All right. So. And
she's still alive.
I was going to say, am I just...
She's standing there like...
With her one good eye, she's like, what the hell is going
on? He sees Mel just squeeze the balls of a bottle.
Yeah, she literally just watched Two Fae, One Cup.
Oh, boy.
What in the...
She's like, that's all right. I'll put my bindings back on and go back to being your prisoner.
Now she's frightened and intimidated.
Is she wearing lederhosen?
We did it. We did
it. You have shaken her.
This is what it took. All right. Well, Alistair's going to walk up to her and strike her with his cuckery.
Yeah, give me the cuck.
That's a 25 to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Cuck her good.
That's not a crit, though.
That is a 9 on damage, and then he's going to strike her again. That is an 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
And that's a 6.
That is a kill shot. She is down.
All right. And then I...
Tough old
what leg. Happened?
Basically he hits her once, damages her real bad. He can tell gut shot. She's bleeding. Maybe some of her guts spill out. Hard to say. She catches a couple. Maybe not so lucky on others. And then he looks her in the eye and he goes, "Scared to death now, are you? Seen it before? Well, you're about to see it up close and personal." And then he just cuts her throat, kills her.
As he reaches down to cut her throat, she's gasping for breath. And her one hand comes up on a necklace you didn't notice before. Seems kind of like somewhere between a multi-tool and like ritual artifact, and she just holds it really tight and it glows blue. And you slit her throat.
Okay.
And she dies.
Anything happened with that artifact?
Nope, still glowing blue. The sound.
Oh no.
Of slitting the throat and the crackling of the fire causes Mel to flashback.
Oh.
To a point in his childhood.
"You've done it again. Don't take me for a fool. Father, please. It won't happen again."
The fire cracks as it lights up the stone walls that surround them.
"It seems as though I've been too lenient. It is clear that your mother was far too sympathetic. Perhaps if you would have stayed focused, you could have saved her. Perhaps she would still be alive."
A young Melchillion tries to show strength as tears start to well in the corner of his eyes.
"Only by the grace of our God are you allowed to remain. But you must be cleansed. Your pain will cleanse you.
Two servants grab Melchillion and bring him closer to his father. Pull up his sleeve. His father draws a small dagger from the fire. Its jagged edge glowing red. It drags it slowly along the length of Melchillion's arm. Tears now streaming from his eyes. He can no longer hold in his cries of pain.
The things we must do for the ones we love, even if they are a disappointment.
And we're back in the room.
Shit. I thought we were dark.
This is why harm has no effect on Mel.
Yeah, it's like he cast it at will. Yeah, it's like how I can...
Somebody cast it on him, he's like, yeah, my dad did that to me all the time.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's like why in real life I can cast passive aggressiveness.
We never made it back to that alchemist to make a saving throw. Does anybody want to... What are you guys going to do?
Absolutely.
Well, are we out of initiative now? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think now... Alistair, realizing that Clam wants to keep this guy alive for questioning.
But you can't do it, right?
I can. No, I can.
Oh, you can?
I can still treat wounds. I just can't receive treating wounds.
Oh, so battle medicine is a separate thing. You can still do regular treatments.
Battle medicine is in combat.
And I can still, to be clear, I can still perform battle medicine on any of you. I just can't perform it on myself anymore for a day.
Yeah, you're immune for a day. Yeah.
So, yeah.
The target is immune for a day, so you can do it on everybody once, basically, in a day.
Hey, guys, I'd like to question this fella here before we kill him.
Okay, Alistair's going to go and do a medicine check on him to treat his wounds and bring him back. First, I have... Who's got the best thievery out of you three?
Mine's not bad. Mine's pretty good, I think. I can't remember.
Mine is not good.
Yeah, I'm only a plus two.
I'm a plus five.
Clam, tie him up.
Who has rope? I don't have a rope, do I? Oh, I guess everybody has
it
rope.
It starts your pack.
Yeah, everybody has rope.
All right, so I pull out my rope, and I tie up his hands, tie up his feet.
Okay, I just barely made the check. 15 to treat wounds.
All right.
And that's 11 healing.
Ooh. All right. Coughing on blood.
Can he talk yet?
He's looking at you.
I was going to say, he got more than half healing, I think.
Yeah. Struggling at his ropes.
I slap his face a little bit.
I put both of my thumbs and fingers, and I grab both of his ears, and I start pulling. I say, hey, listen here, little buddy. And I pull a little bit harder. And then I take one of my blowgun darts, and I stick it up his nose. And I'm like, hey, I got a question for you. You had my son. Where did you take him?
Where we keep Aussie children.
Describe exactly where it's at.
It's just down this hallway. The children's dormitory.
I'm going to try to, like, pick him up by his ear. Come with me. And I pull him all the way up to his standing height. He's a dwarf, right?
Yeah.
So he's, like, the same height as me, basically.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't know that we should be taking him with us.
We can kill him anytime we want.
Well...
I have to do is shove this dart up his nose.
Let me have a go at him.
Well, he described where it is, but I just don't want to miss it.
Is that all he's got?
Oh, have a go at him. And I ring his ear around Alistar, but I keep my left hand on that blowgun dart that's stuck up his nose.
Okay, I make attempt at a quick coercion again.
All right.
11.
It's not going to do a lot. These are hardy people.
Yeah. I can't roll over a 5. I have a plus 8 to intimidation. It's ridiculous.
I also want to, while Alistar is questioning him, I want to peruse the potions that this guy has on him, because he was an alchemist, right?
Yes, this guy was.
Can I see if he has anything that I don't recognize? Can I, like, roll alchemy lore or something?
Yeah.
Also, Bash is going to walk up to dead Mega and just kind of examine her and peel her hand off that medallion she was grasping.
I had a 24 on alchemy lore.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll give you everything he's got on you, rifling through his his belt and his pack.
Yeah.
Do we want to resolve that real quick?
Which one?
The pack, like exchanging the goods, basically.
Oh, I'll just read it really quick.
Okay.
Alchemist tools, infuse lesser acid flask, infuse lesser alchemist fire, infuse reagents, studded leather armor, and warhammer. So nothing that I don't think you have already.
What is this, amateur hour?
He seems to be an alchemist around or lesser than your level.
Yeah, clearly. Way lesser.
Oh, he does have a lesser tanglefoot bag.
Okay, I'm going to be like, what is this?
That's an alchemical formula he has.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to take that.
Okay.
Okay. Does he have a formula book?
Yeah, that was in it.
I'm going to take that.
Along with the acid flask and fire.
I'm going to take his tanglefoot bag and the formula book.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right, Bash, you're on Mega.
Yeah, Mega. She's holding this thing, and I just kind of yank the chain and, like, break it up, you know, break that necklace off of her body. So I'm just, like, holding whatever she was holding up. I'm, like, looking at it closely.
On one end appears to be almost like a tool, like a rudimentary wrench or something.
Okay.
And you can recognize this material as the same one they're mining, the one they keep talking about. It's got that blue veining. It's glowing. It might be the same thing that's inside the compass. And the other end seems to be some sort of religious symbol. Like it kind of points into a dagger on the other end.
Okay. So I just put it in my pocket.
All right.
Yeah, I guess. Well, do we have any more use for this guy? That's what Alistair's trying to get at.
Well, yeah, Clam, I...
Because it's risky taking prisoners around where there's like 40 or 50 other Dwerger hanging out.
They might escape and try and...
Alistair, you have more knowledge on this than me. Can we, anything we can do to bind and gag this guy so he's not a problem for us walking down the hallway?
In my experience, no restraints are foolproof. Safest thing is to let bygones be bygones.
All right. Listen here, fella. What's your name?
I thought you guys were in a conversation. I was mid-chewing.
But I'm trying to get to know people and make them feel comfortable.
There's no way this guy has a name.
So. That's okay. All right.
This guy's got a Columbo style. He gets them to drop their guard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I am... They call me Rufus.
Rufus?
I think that's good.
Actually, you know what? Now I kind of want to name my kid Rufus. I'm proposing that one.
That's a great name, actually. All right, Rufus. Do you want to live?
I do not care whether you kill me or not.
Really? What is important to you?
Rogor.
Who is Rogor?
They told you about Rogor.
Oh, the gems.
The stuff they're mining.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
The ore that's heavy.
Say it as one word, which threw me off for a second as well.
What?
When you said Rogor.
It is one word.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was rogue ore.
Yeah, well, I mashed them together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In my notes, it's one word.
Oh, okay. Got it.
What do you like to do with it? What would pleasure you with this Rogor?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would. Very much so. I want to know how I can help you out.
We use it for rituals, for worship, for tools, for...
Now, I'm not talking about your community, fella. Listen here, Rufus. What do you want out of your life? How can I help you?
More Rogor.
More Rogor.
Yes.
And if I gave it to you, what would you do with it?
We would...
No. Listen here, he slaps him. Not we, fella. Rufus. What does Rufus do with it?
I would...
This is amazing.
Probably build myself a big axe or pick out of Rogor.
You can build weapons out of this material?
To kill your kind. Sure.
Are you a blacksmith?
We pretty much all are.
Yeah, they're dwarves.
They're dwarves.
It's kind of our thing.
Clam gets kind of pissed and he just...
he takes that blowgun dart and shoves it entirely up his nose into the guy's brain.
By the way, Tipsy somewhere knows that you didn't use the spell he gave you, and he's sad.
One eye focuses on you, the other eye just rolls back, starts twitching, and blood comes out of that side of the nostril and that eyeball.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then he just lets him go.
And he starts coughing again, and stops breathing.
And Clam's going to go out the door and try to find this child location.
All right.
He's on the hunt.
All right.
Yeah, I guess we're all in Clam's tow now.
Yeah, I don't even say anything. I'm on a mission.
Back in the hallway.
Well, I kind of want to search the room just a little bit if we got a little time.
Feel free. Mega had a hammer with her. Did she drop that in the mining room?
She did not. Only a scout dropped his weapons. She, as far as I know, she...
So it would have still been on her
back. Unless she dropped it when he grappled her.
Yeah, okay. So Mega's got a hammer on her. You don't see much else. A couple small rations.
Can I examine the hammer?
For the prisoners?
To see if it's worth anything?
Yes, you can.
What do I need to roll for that?
What do you think you should roll for that?
Either perception or maybe warfare lore?
Yeah, do warfare lore.
You have warfare lore?
Oh, God. 13.
13. All right, you can see the Rogor in it.
Oh, okay.
You could show it to me. I'm an engineer. I've got lore engineering.
This is not like a hammer you've seen before.
I'll hold on to it, but I'll have Clam examine it as well. If that's all right.
All right. Clam, are you going to roll engineering lore on it?
Well, I think in character I would do that later. I'm very hyper-focused right now.
Oh, right.
Okay,
right.
So I'll just stow it for now.
Okay.
So there's no Rogar in the room?
No.
No.
This is a dungeon cell. Clam didn't know. Clam is way too trusting.
Can I do a perception?
He walked right into a dungeon and just let them shut it off.
Can I do a perception check on the rest of the room, see if there's anything worthwhile?
Yeah, I think somebody did, but you're not seeing anything.
Okay,
rations,
fine.
Beds.
What should I call
some
that?
Other suffering slaves
Mega's
that you're
hammer
gonna ignore.
For now.
Oh well, maybe not. We've Bash. Bash.
What?
They're slaves. Do you want to check for cloacas?
What?
Oh wait,
we went so fast from slaves to cloacas.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of.
I feel like we took a couple leaps there.
Are they kobolds?
I'm kind of bummed at us for not freeing the slaves in the previous room, and now I feel like we should do it here.
They're still there. Like they like watched you guys leave, and they're like,
"No, I mean, they didn't see anything." All right.
Maybe
so
we can get a little.
They're
army
in these
going.
Little cot rooms that we're seeing lining the
and
hallway.
And there's slaves in there.
Yeah, they can.
They're in these rooms.
Yeah, there's a few of them in the rooms.
Yeah, I think we go up and down and release them.
Absolutely.
And tell them to.
These people look even worse than the ones that were mining. Like, almost too frail to stand.
Can we do treat wounds on a couple of them?
Wait,
you said
there were rations in here.
Yeah.
Can we give the rations to the slaves?
Yes.
Start.
Yeah.
Giving them food.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And treating wounds.
And then mention to them that. Like, basically give them a schematic, whether verbal or drawn, about how we got in and how they can get out.
Draw on the cave floor.
And then give them the means to get, like, unlatch the people that we left behind.
Actually, Clam would be interested in this. He doesn't like ostracized people. So I've got more elixirs of lives. So I want to give them the rations. I also want to give them some elixirs of lives. Try to heal them up.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, if we can heal a few of them, they could help the rest of them.
But I also, I want to draw on the ground not only ways to escape for them, but I want to make like a stick figure drawing and then a really small one indicating child and trying to ask where are the children kept?
Well, I think they can speak.
Well, they're very frail. I don't know what race they are either.
All sorts.
Yeah.
Different
so
kinds,
I'm going to go around and ask all of them, see if one of them can tell me where the children are in a better description than what that guy said. Like, I want to see a map of it on the ground.
Okay.
So maybe in the middle, we'll make like a map as best we know of the area and see if any of them can add to it for us and
all
give
right.
us locations.
Of the people that walk up, you know, again, gnomes, humans, elves, very elderly elf.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be the only one strong enough to speak.
All right, and I give him a 1d6.
Thank you.
Are you very welcome, my good sir?
We are forever grateful. What are you doing down here?
What's your name?
It's Melf.
It's Melf. It's been eons since anyone has asked. I don't...
Eons!
I don't know that I remember my name. Either that or the GM didn't write one down because he didn't plan this scenario to happen. Well, in his wildest dreams.
If I might
recall knowledge.
Recall knowledge. Yeah, he's got to recall knowledge on his own name. Yeah. It's Methuselah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You've had such a tough life down here. Our intention was not to come down here, but we really don't know what we've gotten into. I'm looking for my son, and I don't want him to be in these conditions. I'm trying to find where the children are kept, and I'll do the best I can to help use your kind out as we go along. We really need to know the map of this area. Like, can you help us out with these locations? And I draw the best that we've been through.
Yeah.
See if he can add to it for me.
Oh, yes. They do keep the children just near here, just down this hallway. It's a training facility where they brainwash them into enjoying laboring in the mines. I'm sure he's there.
Are those cells, or will there be... Can you give me an idea of how many Dwargar there are there generally at given times?
There are usually not warriors that patrol that sector. Usually a couple of scholars or teachers there.
Are they trained in martial fighting?
No.
No.
This is good. This is great information. Thank you. Do you need any help getting out of here?
I think we can make it.
Can you help the ones we left behind?
We can try.
Here's a...
Do we have, like... That scout probably had some, like, acid flasks, maybe.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. The alchemist did.
Yes.
So yeah. They could burn the chains of the ones we left behind, maybe, weaken them enough to break them?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sharpshooter had a light mace and a crossbow.
Yeah, yeah. So we give him the weapons, yeah. And would Clam be willing to part with the acid?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we give them all that stuff.
I don't need any of the acid, yeah.
Give them tools to break the other ones free and set them all off.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm even going to... I think they need something. Let's see. I'm going to give him my dagger.
Well, they got a light mace and a crossbow. And
oh,
stuff.
They have a light mace and a crossbow?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sharpshooter had that.
Oh, okay. All right.
He
that's,
died in the room.
I don't think these guys would be able to swing a mace, though.
Well, you healed the elf.
He's not strong enough to swing a mace. I'm going to take the mace and give him the dagger.
You want a mace?
Sure. I can't hit with anything. I have no strength.
I was going to say, why would you want a mace?
The dagger's the same. It's still minus one.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I'll take
the light mace.
I'll take the light mace and give him the dagger.
All right.
Thank you. I will not forget this. If I see you again, I'll have to take you to a good bar I know called the Yisad and Reuben. We'll have a...
I prefer Dave and Buster's myself.
You know, here's the thing. We'll try both and we'll see what you think, my good friend here.
I'll see you there or in another life.
Absolutely. Maybe back in the first world.
And they're off.
Mm-hmm.
They leave, tiptoeing out of the room. Very stealthily out of the hallway. You don't see them anymore.
I feel good. We did a good thing, guys.
That was good.
After,
really redeemed
after
us
all
after
our horrible
the
sex jokes.
Yeah. Okay. Are we going out now?
You tell me.
I mean, I'm ready. You guys are ready to go? All right. Let's get out of here.
I'm following.
Let's.
You guys.
We've got the map, so I'm just taking a mental image of that. I'm going to try to go to the training area.
right. It is.
We want to be stealthy, right? Okay. I want to be stealthy. We're being quiet. We're still being stealthy.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not taking anybody with you, right?
No, everybody's dead.
Okay.
No.
And we're also going to close the door behind us when we leave.
Yeah, I think those people were too weak to like ask them to go along or for help or anything. I just wanted them to get out.
All right.
Oh, has it been long enough that I can treat wounds on myself again?
What is it, an hour?
An hour.
Yeah, I'll let you try.
Okay. Yes, just barely passed again.
I am out of elixirs of life, sir. I'd give you one.
That is a 10.
Ash is willing to try to help again.
You can't. It's not been an hour since you did it, for sure.
Yeah, and I think we're all set. I don't need any more chewed up moss shoved into my wounds.
Yeah, I don't think
any of us. Just bleeding from the neck.
We don't need more MRSA infections. All right. I'm ready to go now. I'm ready.
All right, you walk into the next room. Very similar layout to what you were just in. Feels...
Is this a training room? We're there now?
Yeah.
You
it's
just moving
it's right next
door. Oh, it's not far at all.
Yeah, not far at all. They kept everybody on one side.
But we're stealthed. Dude, what do we see?
You poke your head through the door, and you see two Duergar ladies. And they seem to be just putting books away, no children. But you can see around the corner there might be another hallway back to a dormitory or something.
Okay. I want to...
Well, hold on.
Is this
Do
a
we
new
all
map
see or is this, or does he? Is he the one, only one looking?
Up to you guys.
I think
you
we're all.
You all
in
walked
there.
To the door.
Yeah, I think
right?
we're stealthing, so we're all moving slowly. So I think we're all together.
Well, let's as characters have a little powwow if they haven't noticed us yet.
Yeah, role play.
Well, I want to talk to Alistair first.
Yeah,
Alistair.
What are you thinking here, Clem?
Well, I. By the way, I can't whisper in this. Except that's not possible.
That's fine. We'll just pretend. We'll pretend you're whispering.
I'll be in your debt with your help with this, but I know we started off on a wrong foot, but if you're genuinely looking for Deepsy, he's my friend as well, and,
You still haven't told me where he is.
Where Tipsy is?
Yeah, nobody's told me. I'm pretty sure nobody's told
but
me where Tipsy is
yet. You keep
hearing
him scream.
Oh,
yeah.
I keep hearing him scream.
Oh, would you like to know?
I would. Is this the time for it now?
I guess,
yeah, why did I bring it up? That was my fault.
Okay, I will tell you all about Deepsy and what has happened to him after we get out. Let's get out in a safer place to talk.
All right. Sounds fair. So, you think Lunk's back there?
Well, I do. Here's what I need from you. Is I'm not so good with the martial. I'm more of a science guy. And these two ladies, I think we do the same as we did before. Let's kill the one, have the other show us if any new children came in. She can take us right to him. Lunk would have just come in here within the hour.
Okay.
And they would know about it. I say we take down one, question the other, then move along, see if we notice anybody else as we go.
All right.
Is it possible for Alistair to open the door stealthily and then surprise attack one of them?
Yeah, go for it.
Do I need to roll stealth?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, baby. It's a 19. 19.
Oh. You get... One is putting a book on a shelf with her back to you. The other opening a desk drawer. And by the time that drawer reaches full open, you are up next to her.
Okay. I attack.
All
right. Is she considered off guard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a 21 to hit. And that is 10 damage.
That kills her.
Okay. I don't feel great about killing librarians.
They're slavers.
They're slavers.
They're all slavers. What?
You being sympathetic to these slavers?
With my final action, can I attempt to grapple the final one, the other one?
Yeah.
I'll use my assurance DC 15 or 15 against her.
I don't know that you'd have enough moves. If we're really doing like...
Oh, okay, fair. Yeah, I forgot I'd have to move again, probably.
Move, attack, move.
Well, but the first move wouldn't have been an initiative, necessarily.
Yeah, but that's a lot of a human doing a thing in a room before someone would notice you.
Fair. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, I'll keep you out of initiative,
Can I try to demoralize her?
Yeah, she hears a blood squelch noise.
Yeah.
And whips her head around and looks directly at you as you're killing her friend.
All right. Oh, actually, I have a you're next.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's perfect.
So I have a feat, it's a feat, I think. That boosts my intimidation against people if I've killed somebody and then I look at them next, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
So basically I kill her friend, she turns, sees it, and then Alistair looks at her, she looks at him, and she looks in his eyes, and he looks at her and goes, "You're next, don't make a sound."
And she slowly raises her hands. Well, maybe...
Unless you fall. 29.
Oh, yeah. The book she was trying to put on the shelf drops to the floor, hands are up, stunned silence.
The rest of us walk in then.
Yeah, what are the rest of you do?
Yeah, we move up to her.
And then I look at Clam, I go, "All yours."
Yeah, you're not an initiative.
Yeah,
I'm going to say she's like in a surrendered state.
You're a master of your trade, Alistair.
I do my best.
Unbelievable. Talented. And I pull on her ear like I did the last guy.
Blow dart?
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, he saves that for the finisher. That's his triple sow cow.
Vagina?
Okay, stop. Stop. Let's play the game.
He's only giving you back your own medicine.
I was just
when Adam said slaves, you immediately said cloaca to him.
That's fair. It is true.
And to a ranger, that's the same thing.
Yeah. Right. What was I going to say?
You pulled her ear.
You pulled her ear, and you're about to ask about Lunk, I presume.
Hey, I'm a fellow scholar here. I understand you love books. I do too. But the thing is, I have a child I'm looking for. I will spare your life if you let me know where the last child that came in this room is. Right now.
He's just down the hall.
Take me to him now.
She's... steps down, walks 15 feet, raises a wooden latch, the door, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, the suspense!
Next time on the Rogue Mage Podcast.
Bash is really excited about this.
Yeah. Can you roll like a performance?
Bash wants to learn. Bash is like, "Can you teach me to read?"
Bash sits with the children. He's all excited.
Amazing. All right.
And we're going to leave. Okay, maybe not him. He points to Bash.
Bash
is making a butterfly with his fucking hands.
Bash is also licking the wall.
He says, "On second thought, this pertains to you too, Bash."
Alistair good-heartedly challenges Merle to an arm wrestling competition.
Merle or Womo?
Well, either one. Merle.
Ah! No, wait. No!
Oh, what is it? What is it?
No!
Is it single digits? Is it a 10?